This is Joe Callis, formerly of the Human League and the Rizzillos, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Next time you find yourself using a rideshare, make it more interesting. Ask the driver to put on 90.7 FM WGXC Accra radio for open ears.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir, llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Valencia, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. Welcome to Forging Ahead. I'm Kevin Factor, and tonight on Forging Ahead, St. Patrick's Day. I had the distinct honor, pleasure of living in Ireland 25 years ago today. I was about midway through my sojourn there. I was in County Kerry, which, to say I lived in Ireland is like saying, I lived in the United States and spent some time in Alabama. It's not indicative of the entire nation. I mean, Kerry, I likened it to the Alabama of Ireland, and where I was in Glencar was sort of the Mississippi of Kerry. The Irish would say it was in the back of beyond, but it was a gorgeous, gorgeous place, marvelous community. So I'm going to be sharing some stories from my time there and Irish music. The drinking, the fighting, the rebelling, the poetry, the humor of Ireland and the Irish people today on Foraging Ahead. First up, we're going to do some drinking songs. And this first song you probably know, and it was initially performed by the English in their music halls as sort of a minstrel show, a British minstrel show about the Irish. The Irish were stock characters. And it was later repurposed and turned into a classic Irish song sung by Irish. And it was also taken as the title of the inscrutable epic work of James Joyce to symbolize the resurrection of Ireland. Because behind the row and the ruction and the fighting and the drinking in this song is resurrection. Finnegan's Wake by the Irish Rovers.
Catch Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irishman, mighty odd. He seen a rogue so soft and sweet, and the rise in the world he carried the hut. Tim had a sort of a tippling way, with the love of the liquor now he was born. Help him on with his work each day, and throw that creature every morn. Whack for the Dan, I'll dance to your partner, wet the floor, your trotter shake. Was it in the truth, they told you lots of fun, that's Finnegan's way. One morning Tim felt rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. Fell from a ladder and he burst his skull, so they carried him home. They brung in tea and cake and pipes, tobacco and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry. Such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim of Ornan, why did you die? I shot your guts, says Paddy McGee. Whack for the dad, oh, Tim, see your partner with the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth, I told you, lots of fun, that's better get wet. Got the job, and Biddy says she, you're wrong, and sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the gut and left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon enrage, woman to woman and man, shilling it all was all the rage, and a row and a ruction soon began. Mickey Maloney lowered his head, and a bottle of whiskey flew at him. Missed and falling on the bed, the liquor scattered over Tim. Tim revives, see how he rises. Timothy rising from the bed. Send one in your liquor around like blazes. Lover and cheese, do you think I'm dead? Whack for the dad, a friend, see your partner, wet the floor, your trotter shake. Wasn't it the truth, they told you, lots of fun, that Finnegan's way.
Well, the floor, your trotter shake. You get a sense of that party. We're going to go on to another drinking song. As always, with any stories, with any tales, with any narratives, especially if they're told by an Irish person, the narrator is not always reliable. And that's the case with this next one.
My name is Jock Stewart, I'm a canny gunman and a roving young fella I've been. So easy and free when you drink and with me, I'm a man you don't meet every day. I have acres of land. Whatever it costs, I will pay. So be easy and free when you're drinking with me. I'm a man you don't meet every day. Yeah.
took out my duck, and him I did shoot up down in the county Kildare. So be easy.
Whiskey in the Jar. And before that, I'm a Man You Don't Meet Every Day. So Whiskey in the Jar is not just about drinking. It's about thieving and robbing and maybe rebelling. Actually reminds me of the one and only time I ever saw an Irish barman cut somebody off from the drink. It was a Sunday, and the pub down from the hotel that I was working had a cigarette machine. I was out of cigarettes, so I went down there on a Sunday morning, and turned out just after church, and of course the place was heaving, and there was the usual characters there, and there was Dooney the Dipper, who was a bachelor sheep farmer, and his family used to dip the sheep, meaning they would slap the poison on all the sheep. That was one of their jobs, and he was there drinking away at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I go back to the hotel, I got work, I got my cigarettes, and then there was a little break in about 7, 8 o'clock later that evening, and I went back to the hotel. I went back to the pub, Grady's, also known as the Roan Tree. It's closed now, sadly. And there was Dooney the Dipper on the floor. He was just literally on the floor in the pub, and just people stepping over him, and then somebody decided to do him a good turn, and they moved them sideways so people didn't have to step over them so much. And I went down, I sat, and I got myself a whiskey, and I was chatting away with somebody, and I saw a paw up on the bar counter, and then another one, just dude, massive hands, you know, like hands like calloused like feet, and then I saw sort of Dooney the Dipper's head sort of rise like the sun over the bar, and just looking, staring, bleary-eyed, and he starts pawing for a pint of Guinness, and he starts reaching for it, and Peter, the bartender, says, Dooney, no, and I thought to myself, good Lord, you literally have to be comatose on the floor for hours before a bartender here is going to cut you off. And Dooney starts pawing for this pint of Guinness. He said, Dooney, no. He said, that's not your point. This is your point over here. And then I just finished my whiskey and I'm rolled out of there. And I'm like, that's the way it goes. So next we're going to move up to some songs of rebellion and exile. And also the songs that come out of Ireland are often rooted in places. And if you ever go see those places, they never live up to your imagination. They never live up to the song. It's just a case with most things. So this is The Wild Colonial Boy, a song that takes place partly in a tiny village, Castlemaine.
Well, lonely prison wall. I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. So lonely round the fields of Athenry, by a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen Rye, by a lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling, as the prison ship sailed out against the sky. For she lived in hope and pray, for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athen. Low lie the fields of Athen Rye, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. So lonely round the fields of Athen Rye.
All right, that was the Fields of Athen Rye. The central fact of Irish history is emigration. Almost always forced, either by the British or starvation, which is also the British. And no song really captures the breadth of this historical fact than Thousands Are Sailing. It covers the early waves of migration of the Irish, and also the more recent ones. And it begins with the speaker having a conversation with a ghost. Thousands Are Sailing.
Thousands are sailing. the island that is silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and a torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you raid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? Did the old songs talk to cheer you? And did they still make you cry? Did you count the months and years? Or did your teardrops quickly dry? It was not to be on a coffin ship I came here, and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled it so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. Tipped our hats to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raised a glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to tickets in a lottery, postcards were mailing, the skyline skies and oceans, from rooms that daylight never sees, and lights don't glow on Christmas trees. And we danced to the music and we danced,
That was the Pogues, Thousands Are Sailing. Boy, that's the line. Wherever we go, we celebrate the land that makes us refugees. Next up, sweet little tune by Christy Moore. I don't know what it means. It could be about a horse, but I don't think it's about a horse. But it's just one of those songs that it gets you right on, Christy Moore.
Standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. When you're riding to the night, without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I turn to face an empty space where you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through a teardrop in my eye. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Ride on, see you. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
Christy Moore. Next up, we'll do a little more traditional, upbeat love song, and also a song that is very, very, very local from where I lived. It's called "The Wildflower of the Loun" by P.J. Murray, and the Loun River is the river that flows through Killorglin, the home of Puck Fair in County Kerry. And that's where they hoist a goat. They catch a wild goat and they hoist it up in a cage in the middle of the town square, and they have a parade, and they crown a queen of Puck, and there's basically 3 nights of just 24-hour drinking and dancing and music, and it's pretty wild. It's thought to be a pagan holiday initially, but as all good holidays go, that was sort of twisted, bent, folded, melded, shaped into a Christian holiday by claiming that it was the goats, wild goats, when Irish were having masses that were outlawed by the British, Catholic masses up in the mountains. British soldiers were approaching, and the goats ran through and warned the villagers that the British were coming. So they've celebrated goats in Killorglin ever since that day, according to legend. But most people believe it predates Christianity. this is the Loun River, the wildflower of the Loun. And the wonderful thing about these songs, and the Irish celebrate the land that makes them refugees. But this is like... this is like having a song. Every song in the Hudson Valley should have, every town in the Hudson Valley should have its own song. There should be, like, Catskill should have its song. Athens should, you know, Cairo, Hudson, the city, and, you know, Poughkeepsie and Tivoli, and even Rhinebeck should have a song. But this is Killorglin's own Wildflower of the Loun.
The lovely rose, but there's a flower more dear to me than in the wildwood rose. She's fairer far than any star. She's a jewel in Kerry's crown. The pride of Erin's garden is my wildflower of the Loun. She's fairer far than any star. She's a jewel in Kerry's crown. The pride of Erin's garden is my wildflower of the Loun. I met her on the road to Puck when I was 22. She said, young man, one favour I'm going to ask of you. As you stroll the streets with your ballet sheets through the fair of great renown, will you dance a set with the girl you met, your wildflower of the Loun? She's fairer far than any star. She's a jewel in Kerry's crown. Bride of Erin's garden is my wildflower of the Loun. Well, we sang and danced 3 days and nights for the minstrel's merry tune. We ate blue beans and drank black ale. Scattering came too soon. The open road soon called on me to roam the country round. With my money spent, 'twas away I went to my wildflower of the Loun. She's fairer far than any star. She's a jewel in Kerry's crown. Bride of Erin's garden is my wildflower of the Loun. 'Twas by luck and chance at the harvest dance, but our paths they crossed once more. We pledged our love beneath the stars above as we kissed down by the shore. The wedding bells did soon ring out, and now we're settled down beside these banks, where I give God thanks for my wild flower of the lawn. She's fairer far than any star, she's a jewel in Kerry's crown. Right in Erin's garden is my wild flower of the lawn.
Okay, from County Kerry and the lawn, we're going to pop over to County Clare and the spa town of Lisdoonvarna. Here's Christy Moore again, and he kind of pokes fun at the outsized importance folks have of their native places. But you got to have pride in your hometown. You certainly do. And the thing is, when I was there, what struck me as an American, and I'm partly Irish, as many Americans are, was just the depth of the culture and how far back people went, and the rootedness in their place. Like the Catskill Mountains, we know that the Dutch named them, and then they had some Native American name before that. That was attached to some myth of theirs, but we've completely lost touch of that. But in Ireland, the place names have resonance that is just beyond the American imagination. In Glencar, where I live, we had the McGillicuddy's Reeks, and there was a pass in the mountains called the Ballacusheen, the Pass of Oisin. And it was through this pass that Oisin, the Irish demigod of music and poetry, passed after he was captured or enchanted by the Queen of the Fairies. The Queen of the Fairies saw this beautiful young man playing his lyre and singing, and was so enthralled that she invited him to a party at in Tirnanog, the fairy lands. And he's like, cool. And he goes, and he hangs out for what he thinks is like a long weekend. And he's like, all right, this is great, but I got to get back to Ireland. And the fairies are like, yeah, there's a kind of a thing. So time goes differently there than it does here. So it only seems like you've been here for a long weekend. But hundreds and hundreds of years have passed in Ireland, and everybody you know is dead, and you won't recognize the place. And he still wanted to go back. So they asked him, they said, I'll tell you what, you can have this ferry horse, and you can go back to Ireland, take a look, and then you come on back to us. And he's like, fair enough. So he returned to Ireland through the Ballacusheen, the Gap of Oisin, which was... you could walk through it, you could drive through it, you could take a donkey cart through. And he saw some men trying to move a boulder or something out of the way, and they had grown puny. And Oisin, you know, just like the Incredible Hulk, just sort of goes and scoops the boulder out of the way with a single hand. But as he does so, the straps on the saddle sort of loosen and snap, and he falls to the ground, and he hits the ground. As soon as he hits the ground, he ages and he grows a long white beard. And I think the story ended there. But then again, as the Irish sort of incorporated their old mythology into the Christian faith that they took so powerfully to, St. Patrick just happened to be walking by, explained the whole Trinity to him, baptized him, and so he died a Christian. But anyway, this next tune, Lisdoonvarna, County Clare.
Ooh, Lisdoonvarna, Listoon, 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 Vernon. How's it going there? Everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gorta, Hawk and Lennamaddy. Here we are in the County Clare. It's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, the Cliffs of Moher, the Tulla, the Kilfenor, and Mike O'Russell and Dr. Mill and Willie Clancy and Noel Hill and flutes and fiddles everywhere if it's music you want. Listoon, Burren. Listoon, 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 Burren. Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in a lake. Some head off to exotic places and others go to the Galway races. Paddy flies to the Boston Fly. Johnny's at the Hay and Ross Nola. Jeff at the Lights. Sandy Moncrean and Mick with the Dubs and Hills 16. Davy at the Mixer mixing songs. And Dickon at the Black and Decker hammer and tongs. And Declan plays the Grateful Dead. I'll be looking for the ballads in the Brazen Head. The summer comes around each year. A wee go there and they come here. And some jet off to Frihilliana. But I always head down to... Listoon, Burren. Listoon, 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 Burren. I normally leave of a Thursday night with my tent and ground shears rolled up tight. I like to get into Listoon in around Friday afternoon. Gives me time to get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. You know, you ramble in for a pint of stout, but yes, you never know who'd be hanging about. There's a Dutchman playing the mandolin, a German looking for Liam O'Flynn, Adam and Bono and Larry and the Edge, heading for the Hague to park the wedge, and Finbar Charlie and Jim Hand, drinking pints to bait the band, and why wouldn't it be just... Locked in throngs to hear the music and the songs. On motorbikes and high-ace vans, bottles, barrels, flagons, cans, there's mighty crack and loads of frolics and pioneers and alcoholics and plaque spook and the FCA and free Nicky Kelly and the IRA and hairy chests and milk-white ties and Mickey Dodgers in disguise, McGraths, O'Briens, Pippins, Coxes, massage parlours and horse boxes and RTE are making tapes and taking breaks and throwing shapes and Aurons and Baurons and Amadons and there's hairy freaks and Arab sheiks and Hindu Sikhs and Jesus freaks and this is heaven and this is hell and who cares and who can tell them anyone for the last few chalk ices there are before we go, before we go, before we go, before we go. Oh, a Listoon, Burren. A Listoon, 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 Burren. A 747 for Jackson Brown to build a special run but just to get him down. And before the chieftains could start to play, six creamy pints came out in a tray. Sean Cannon did the backstage cooking. Shergar was written by Lord Lucan. Mary O'Hare and the Brush Shields together singing the Four Green Fields. And Cannon were playing Harry's Game. And Christopher was in a Spanish train. And Van the Man, Emmy Lou, Moving Hearts, Planksty too. Listoon, Burren. Listoon, 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 Burren. Listoon, Burren. Listoon, 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 Burren. Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain, jump in the lake. Some take a dip in the Holy See. Some say a decade of the Rosary. There's music, music everywhere. Big marquees in the open air. Electric picnic, body and soul. Lady Gaga, Gagan Glans down road. Swedish Mafia in the park. MCD in the board of work. Hear the Boss in the RDS. And Beyonce in a field near Ness. Music, music everywhere. Derry, London. Ballast Adair, Woodstock, Knock, where the feast of Cana could hold a match to. Listoon, listoon,
So that's as close to rap as traditional Irish music can get. Listen, Varna, I love that song. Next, the Irish also were often drafted to fight in wars it really had no interest in participating in. The American Civil War is a good example of that one. But also World War One, and many of the other wars that the British Empire fought in the name of its particular burden, and the Irish were scooped up in that. So I'm going to do a couple. Johnny, I Hardly Knew You, brutal song, but not without just that marvelous sense of humor, which is dark. And then we'll slip into the Pogues one more time and head out. The Clancy Brothers with Johnny, I Hardly Knew You.
When on the road to sweet at thy hero, when on the road to sweet at thy hero, when gone the road to sweet at thy sticking my hand and a drop in me eye, a doleful damsel I heard cry, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurrah, hurrah? Where are the eyes that look so mild, hurrah, hurrah? Where are the eyes that look so mild when my poor heart you first beguiled? Why did you skedaddle from me and the child, Johnny, I hardly knew you?
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
Where are the legs with which you run, hurrah, hurrah? Where are the legs with which you run, hurrah, hurrah? Where are the legs with which you run when first you went to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurrah, hurrah. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, hurrah, hurrah. You haven't an arm and you haven't a leg. You're an eyeless, boneless, chickenless egg. You'll have to be put with the bowl to beg, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy nearly slew you. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew you.
I'm happy for to see you home, hurrah, hurrah. I'm happy for to see you home, hurrah, hurrah. I'm happy for to see you home, all from the island of Ceylon. So long a flesh, so high in the bone. Me, I hardly knew you.
Yeah, we are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, hurrah, hurrah. We are guns and drums and drums and guns, the enemy never slew ya. And a darling dear, you look so queer, Johnny, I hardly knew ya.
As I was walking down the road. sergeant came up to me, says he looked fine in Capio. For the king is in need of men, come read this proclamation. Now a life in Flanders for you then will be a fine vacation home. That may be so, says I to him, but tell me, sergeant, do we owe? If I had a bike stuck up on me back, would I look fine and cheerio? For they'd have you train and drill until they had your own. The French is all it may be warm in Flanders, it's drafty in the trenches, oh.
The sergeant smiled and winked his eyes, smile was most provoking, oh. He twiggled and twirled his way moustache, says he, you're only joking, oh. The sandbags are so warm and high, the wind you won't be blowing, oh.
I went to the canyon passing by, says I, what if it's snowing, oh.
Come rain or hail or wind or snow, I'm not going out to Flanders, oh. There's fighting in Dublin and Tilly Dawn, let your sergeants and your commanders go. Let Englishmen fight English wars, it's nearly time we started, oh.
We saluted the sergeant, a very good night, there and then we parted, oh!
Choose a brush acquaintance with me.